I'm a massive fan of the former US poet laureate Billy Collins, and he had this really terrific poem that was all about how one names a work of art. It was called Reading an Anthology of Chinese Poems of the Song Dynasty. I pause to admire the length and clarity of their titles, which I think is just perfectly catchy and does everything he wants it to do. Dave Eggers, novelist, publisher, literary sensation, activist, has some form in the area of elaborate titles for his books. He did kick off his writing career under the memorable weight of naming his memoir a heartbreaking work of staggering genius. His newest book gives that a run for its money. It's called Your Fathers, Where Are They? And the Prophets, Do They Live Forever? It's out now from Hamish Hamilton, and writer and reviewer Chris Flynn joins us in the studio to give us his impressions beyond the title. Good morning, Chris.
Good morning, Michael.
Thank you so much for coming in. Obviously, I don't want to be so superficial as to dwell on the title, but I have to say, has he doomed himself to this forever being called that Dave Eggers book with the silly title?
Possibly. I mean, this is a quote from the Old Testament. I looked it up. The book of Zechariah, chapter 1, verse 5.
There you go. You looked it up. It's not tattooed on your arm or anything.
No, I've got something else tattooed in my arm, a Hemingway quote. But
Hemingway rather than Old Testament, so much the better. let's get past the title. Let's go to the book itself. Firstly, are you an Eggers fan? Because it would appear that at this point in his career he has rabid fans and detractors both, I think.
I am a huge fan of Dave Eggers. I sort of was from the beginning. My interest sort of faded a little bit there for a while, but the last few books, he's done 3 books in 3 years now, and they've all been fantastic as far as I'm concerned, so I'm a renewed Eggers fan.
He has entered a new phase of his writing, it seems. After heartbreaking work, it seemed like what he was interested in was experimental, kind of hyper-self-conscious writing. And in the past few, as you say, he's gone for a much straighter, kind of more realist style to kind of consider some big issues of contemporary society.
Yeah, and there's an overriding theme that I think is running through his recent work, and that is the search for meaning where there is none. Hologram for the King, which I spoke about on the show 2 years ago, was all about a middle-aged businessman who's floundering. He doesn't really know what his place is anymore. And then The Circle came out last year, and that was a real sort of brick of a book. And that's all about people looking for meaning in the social media world, which is completely illusory.
It's interesting, because if his subject is people looking for meaning in a contemporary world, his books are arguably, his recent books, are quite laden with meaning, laden with kind of conclusions about where we're going wrong, how we might live a better or a different life. So tell us, with Your Fathers, that's as much of the title as I'm going to say, what's going on? What themes does he take for this new novel?
You're absolutely right. That is essentially what this is. It's an interrogation into contemporary America and what's wrong with it or why it has failed. And the protagonist, Thomas, kidnaps a bunch of people who have some sort of link to his life to interrogate them. He ties them up to concrete posts in an abandoned military base. And he wants to know why America hasn't turned out to be the wonderful place that he was promised and why his personal life has failed as well.
That note of disappointment, I think you're right, it ran through Hologram for the King and also The Circle. And I thought it worked terrifically well here. One of the gimmicks of this new book, not gimmicks, one of the devices of this new book is that it's all in dialogue.
Yeah,
did that work
right.
for you?
It did. I was a bit cautious at first. I wasn't sure how he was going to pull that off. But I guess the cleverness is that because he's kidnapping these people and drugging them, whenever they come to and tied to a post, he sort of has to explain to them where they are and why they're there. So it's given a bit of context. So he gets around the inability to explain the surroundings in that sense.
You're an author yourself who does fantastic things with dialogue. Did this ring true for you in terms of a way of approaching characterization? Did you buy him? Did you feel for him?
Yeah, I did. Occasionally, it does stray into a little bit of didactism, I believe is the word, and where you can sense the author has got a little bit of an issue he wants to air. Like, for example, when the young boy Thomas complains about the cancellation of the space program, thus meaning he will never be an astronaut, not that he has the ability to be one anyway, you can sense that there's the author sort of a little bit disappointed that there's no more space shuttle, as are we all, of course. So that's a sort of common feeling, I think.
Eggers famously started his career as the Wunderkind, relatively young kind of upstart voice in the literary scene. How much is he mellowing into the next stage of his career as a slightly grumpier, slightly older man? Is he having a go at Gen Y here, do you think?
I think there is definitely a poke at Gen Y. The character Thomas is very much obsessed with vanity and narcissism and doesn't understand why things haven't worked out for him. You know, he sees all these beautiful women who are not attracted to him, and he doesn't understand why he's not entitled to them, why he hasn't had success in his life, why he, you know, isn't a pilot or a famous celebrity. He feels like he's been promised these things. And I guess he lives in a society, as portrayed in this novel, that makes those promises but doesn't deliver on them.
There's something very, not to be too ripped from the headlines, but there's the resonances of contemporary news kind of permeate this book. It's hard not to think about things like the militarization of police in the US at the moment, the riots in Ferguson. Did that work for you? Does it feel like a novel that's going to date, or is it very much a novel of its moment?
I mean, I think he's been a little bit fortunate in that the release of this novel came at the same time as the Michael Brown shooting in Ferguson. And there's a similar scene in this book. The character Thomas is upset because his childhood friend Don was essentially shot down by the police for not very much, and he doesn't understand why this has happened, and this is one of the lines of inquiry that he's following in the book. So, I mean, it does mirror contemporary American society quite well, I think, but of course it doesn't really offer any solutions.
Look, thank you so much for coming in and joining us, Chris. For fans of Eggers, where would you put this on the scale? Eggers?
This is a really good Eggers, and it's an excellent entry point for Eggers if you're not too sure about him or you've never read any of his books.
And if you're a bit time short, you could just read the title, enjoy it. It's biblical. It gives you everything you need. It is Your Fathers, Where Are They? And The Prophets, Do They Live Forever? And it's published by Hamish Hamilton. I've been talking to Chris Flynn, who's the author of the pithily titled The Glass Kingdom, published by Text. Thanks so much for coming in, Chris.
No worries. Thank you, Mike.
And